This program is brought to you by Babaway Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Welcome to Kids Bible Minute with our daddy, Landon Rao.
Hello, and welcome for the first time, or welcome back to Kids Bible Minute. I'm your host, Landon Rao, and preacher for the Ramona, Oklahoma Church of Christ. And I'm so excited you are joining me today and hope that you will continue to study God's Word with me in the future. If you're new to this podcast, you can find past episodes at the Bible Way Media website that go all the way back to when I first started doing this in 2015. I also would like to encourage you to have your Bible ready so that when I mention a Bible verse, you can read the verse along with me, or if I just mention the verse, you can pause the podcast and read it for yourself before unpausing and continuing the study. If you have any questions about this study or have other Bible questions, please feel free to email me at my email address at L as in Landon, Rowell, Rowell, 222@gospel-preacher.com. Or you can find me on social media platforms such as Instagram or X by simply DMing me your question there. I hope you have a blessed day today. And if you are in the Ramona, Oklahoma area, please join us on Sunday and or Wednesday. We would love to have you. Let's now get into our study. Today, we will be finishing up our Impact 316 series, looking at the final book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 16. If I have counted right, that puts us at 41 books of the Bible that have a chapter 3 and verse 16 in them, and I am thankful for all those that have gone on this study and journey with me. I have a few ideas of what I would like to study with you all next, but as I am still hashing that out, I'll hold off until our next episode to announce such. Let's get into our text then, and let's find for ourselves and look for ourselves here at the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is obviously a symbolic book. But our text, chapter 3, happens to fall in between chapter 1, which is symbolic for the most part, and chapters 4 through 22, that all are symbolic. And so we find here in chapters 2 and 3, John, the great apostle of love, writing to, inspired by Christ himself, writing to the seven churches of Asia. Jesus tells John to write in these two chapters to the churches directly a note from him that must be preached by angels, or better translated, preachers. This is where Jesus talks directly to each congregation, pointing out what they have done well and where they need to improve. There are a few exceptions, such as the church in Smyrna not being told anything sinful they were involved in, and the church at Laodicea, where we find our text today, and where they are told nothing righteous that they have done. Let's read this entire note to the church at Laodicea in Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 22, and I'll, of course, highlight verse 16. And to the angel or preacher of the church of the Laodiceans write, "These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish that you were cold or hot. So then," verse 16, "because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, 'I'm rich, we have become wealthy, and I have need of nothing,' and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with the eye of salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Here we have a congregation that was not doing anything really. They were not on fire for God, nor were they utterly against God. And therein lies the problem. The unfortunate reality is many, if not most Christians today, and the congregations therefore they attend here in America, are in this situation. How do I know this? How can this be the case? Because survey after survey has shown most Christians within a congregation never teach a single person outside of their immediate family the gospel or good news of Jesus the Christ. Notice what I said again. Most Christians never teach a single person other than their immediate family, maybe husband or wife, mom or dad or children, the plan of salvation. Now compare that to what we read in the Bible. In Matthew 28:19-20, Jesus said this to his disciples, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." In Mark 16:15, we see this, "And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." I'm reminded of what we read there in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. "Now Saul was consenting to his death," that being Stephen's. "At that time, a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judah and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentations over him. As for Saul," this is later the Apostle Paul, "he made havoc of the church, entering every house and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison." If there was anyone who was going to not teach the gospel because of all that going on, notice verse 4. "Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word." In all three of these passages, we find the importance of teaching the lost around us the gospel plan of salvation. And yet, most Christians today will never actually teach anyone what they learned, the gospel of salvation. Yes, our text is talking about a congregation. But if we are not doing our part to not be lukewarm within a congregation, then we too will be vomited out of the mouth of Christ. Well, that concludes this Bible study for today. As always, I want to thank you for studying God's precious Word with me, and I want to encourage you to continue to study God's Word every day. Be sure to use the wonderful material and other podcasts made available through the Bible Way Media app or website at BibleWayMedia.org. I also personally have a website at gospel-preacher.com. Of course, make sure you ask your parents if it's okay by them before you download the app or go to those websites. I also encourage you to contact me personally with any question about the Bible at the Ramona Church of Christ email address, which is ramonacofc@gmail.com. That's ramonacofc@gmail.com, or through our Facebook page or any other social media outlet. Make sure you message the Ramona Church of Christ in Oklahoma, not California. Until we have an opportunity to meet again, peace be with you in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.